You're listening to MoneyWeb at Midday.
Now, as the U.S. presidential election on the 5th of November approaches, voters in that country face a stark choice between Donald Trump and Kamala Harris, two candidates with vastly different foreign policy approaches. At the Mapungubwe Institute for Strategic Reflection's recent international conference, scholars exploring how Africa could be impacted by shifts in global power dynamics, with a specific focus on U.S.-Africa relations. I'm in conversation now with Dr. Lawrence Koromba, an expert in international relations, who I hope is going to provide some key insights on how these two candidates may shape the future, not only of U.S. foreign policy, but more importantly, the implications for Africa and South Africa. Dr. Koromba, welcome to you. Let's start with this. How do both Trump and Harris view the global South, particularly countries like South Africa?
So first of all, there's major differences between the way that Trump and Harris view the world in general. You know, Donald Trump tends to have a more zero-sum and what's sometimes called a transactional approach to international politics, where his worldview is basically that if two countries make a deal and one of them wins, then the other one, by definition, sort of has to lose. Whereas Kamala Harris has a more traditional U.S. foreign policy view, which embraces this idea of liberal globalization, and it assumes that there is more scope for positive sum bargaining between countries, especially on matters of trade. So with Harris in the White House, there would be more scope for African countries, including South Africa, to kind of make deals and bargain with the U.S. or to maintain existing deals, whereas with Trump, that would definitely be more difficult.
Well, let me pick you up on that word bargain, if I can, then, and bring it to South Africa specifically. Is there any way in which Pretoria then could strategically prepare for either a Trump or a Harris presidency?
Well, in the case of a Trump presidency, we would need to be very concerned about our exports to the United States, because right now a lot of our exports are conducted under the AGOA agreement, which in my view would be in serious jeopardy under a Trump presidency. And in general, Trump has said that, even things like that notwithstanding, he would plan to impose a 20% tariff on all countries in the world, including South Africa. So, you know, if that were to go ahead, our exports would be in serious jeopardy, and then we would need to be looking at potential alternative export markets to the United States. Under a Harris presidency, it would be largely a continuation of the status quo, which is not necessarily an easy relationship for South Africa. We have many disagreements with the United States, but it is a relationship that we can kind of manage, whereas under Trump, it would be much more difficult.
On the diplomatic side, and given our close relationship with Moscow and our very overt support of Palestine, what impact might that have on our relationship, again, with either of the two, given that polls are virtually at a coin toss now? What impact would that have on our relations?
So that's an interesting question, because Trump is widely perceived as taking a more neutral stance in terms of U.S. relations with Russia specifically. Or some people would even say that he kind of leans a little bit in the direction of being pro-Moscow. So, you know, he claims that he would end the Ukraine war very quickly. I suspect that his plan would involve kind of cutting off Ukraine from U.S. aid to force them to accept an unfavorable bargaining outcome. So in that sense, you know, we could say that if Trump were to win the election, maybe South Africa's more neutral or non-aligned position on the Russia-Ukraine war might be less of an obstacle or less of an irritant in relations. And Harris, again, she has a more traditional view, which means that she tends to side with U.S. allies in Europe and tends to support Ukraine much more. So that could be more of an irritant. In terms of the Palestine and Israeli conflict, I think it's inevitable that that will continue to be a major obstacle to relations with the US, regardless of who is in charge. And Trump tends to be a bit more pro-Israel than the Democrats, but it'll be a problem regardless. But again, South Africa is not unique in taking a pro-Palestinian stance, so it's possible that we can manage that relationship with good diplomacy.
On a broader canvas, and parking the Middle East to one side for the moment, are there key foreign policy issues that could become flashpoints under either administration?
Yeah, I think anything that involves international organizations or institutions would be a potential flashpoint. So the way that Trump likes to conduct foreign policy is he likes to work on the basis of the US working alone, makes deals with individual countries. He doesn't like to work through international organizations like the World Trade Organization or the World Health Organization, or even things like NATO. These are things that traditionally the US has built up these kind of international organizations to maintain its influence. And again, that's the sort of policy that a Harris administration would continue. Trump would try to dismantle some of these things, I think. And his skepticism of things like NATO, for example, I think that's why we see him taking a more neutral position on the issue of Russia and Ukraine. So anything that involves international trade or international cooperation, even at the technical level, even, like I say, in terms of things like healthcare, issues that have been traditionally more non-political, I think Trump would be less willing to participate in those systems of international cooperation. We saw that in his first term already, and I think he would really double down on that more isolationist stance in his second term, if he were to win.
Well, less than 2 weeks to go, and there's absolutely no doubt that the stakes are enormously high. I'm going to thank Dr. Lawrence Karumba. I do appreciate your time today. Thank you so much.